July 26th through August 1st. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, The Power of Godliness. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, ponder the counsel to live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. See verse 44. How will you live by the words in this revelation? Ever since the priesthood was restored in 1829, Latter-day Saints had been blessed by that sacred power. They were baptized, confirmed, and called to serve by priesthood authority, much like we are today. But having access to priesthood power is not the same thing as completely understanding it, and God had more He wanted His saints to understand, particularly with the coming restoration of temple ordinances. The 1832 Revelation on the Priesthood, now Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, expanded the saints' vision of what the priesthood really is, and it can do the same for us today. After all, there is a lot to learn about the divine power that holds the key of the knowledge of God, that makes manifest the power of godliness, and that prepares us to see the face of God, even the Father, and live. See verses 19 through 22. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 1 through 5 and 17 through 28. I have access to God's priesthood power and blessings. When you think of the word priesthood, what comes to mind? How often do you think about the priesthood and its influence on your everyday life? After pondering these questions, study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 1 through 5 and 17 through 28, and consider what the Lord wants you to know about His priesthood power. How could you use these verses to describe the priesthood to someone and explain its purposes? You might also ponder the priesthood ordinances you have participated in. How have you seen the power of godliness manifest in them? See verse 20. Consider what the Lord wants you to do to receive more of His power into your life. See also M. Russell Ballard, Men and Women and Priesthood Power, Ensign, September 2014, Gospel Topics, Priesthood, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 31 through 42. If I receive the Lord and His servants, I will receive all the Father has. Elder Paul B. Piper taught, quote, "It is interesting that in the oath and covenant of the priesthood," see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 31 through 42, "the Lord uses the verbs obtain and receive. He does not use the verb ordain. It is in the temple that men and women together obtain and receive the blessings and power of both the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods." End quote. From Revealed Realities of Mortality, Ensign, January 2016. As you study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 31 through 42, look for the words obtain and receive. Ponder what they might mean in this context. How are you receiving the Lord and His servants? You could also note promises in these verses associated with the oath and covenant of the priesthood, which God cannot break. See verse 40. What do you find that inspires you to be more faithful in receiving the Father, His servants, and His priesthood power? See also Guide to the Scriptures, Covenant, Oath, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 43 through 58. I come unto Christ as I heed His words and hearken to His Spirit. Regularly reading the Scriptures and the words of the prophets is much more than an item to cross off a spiritual to-do list. What truths do you find in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 43 through 58, that help you understand why you need to consistently study the Word of God? Note the contrast between light and darkness in these verses. How has your diligent heed to the words of eternal life brought light, truth, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ into your life? See verses 43 and 45. See also 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. The Book of Mormon, Keystone of Our Religion. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Ezra Taft Benson, 2014, pages 125 through 135. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 62 through 91. The Lord will be with me when I am in His service. As you read these verses, you could identify ways the Lord said he would support his apostles and missionaries. How might these promises apply to the work he has asked you to do? For example, how have the promises in verse 88 been fulfilled in your life? Ideas for family scripture study and home evening. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 6 through 18. After reading about how Moses received his priesthood authority, a priesthood holder in your family or a ministering brother could share his experience of being ordained to a priesthood office. If possible, he could share and discuss his priesthood line of authority. Why is it important that we can trace priesthood authority in the church today back to the authority of Jesus Christ? To request a priesthood line of authority, send an email to lineofauthority@churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 20 through 21. When has your family experienced the power of godliness being manifested through an ordinance such as baptism or the sacrament? Perhaps you can talk about how these ordinances bring God's power into our lives. You could also display a picture of a temple and discuss how the ordinances of the temple give us additional power to become like the Savior. You may want to sing a song about the priesthood, such as The Priesthood is Restored, Children's Songbook 89, and discuss what this song teaches about the priesthood. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 43 through 44. You could prepare a meal or a treat together and label each ingredient with a word or phrase from verse 44. Why is it important that we include every ingredient? Why is it important to live by every word of God? Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 98 through 102. What do we learn about Jesus Christ from the new song in these verses? See verse 98. What can we do in our day to help bring about the conditions described in this song? Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 106 through 110. How is our family edified together by the gifts and efforts of every member? See verse 110. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, The Priesthood is Restored, Children's Songbook 89. See also ideas to improve your family scripture study. Improving our teaching. Extend and follow up on invitations to act. When you invite your family to act on what they're learning, you show them that the gospel is something to be lived, not just talked about. What can you invite them to act on from your study of Doctrine and Covenants, section 84?